Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Live in Los Angeles on a Thursday, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. If you love fantasy football, you love betting football, or you just can't wait to watch this weekend's football, 1 hour from now, Greg Cosell, 42 years at NFL Films, always puts on a master's class, and Max Crosby of the Raiders stops by this hour. Joy Taylor is joining me. We are ready. Emmanuel Sanders is stopping by today at the Bills. It's going to be a huge weekend. Did you see the ratings for last weekend?
Yes.
The ratings were up like 22% from a year ago. And last year's NFL ratings, like the NFL is just separated from everybody.
I guess all the boycotters are back home.
Boycotters. Sorry.
Welcome back home. We know you didn't go anywhere, but.
You know, my wife and I were talking last night at dinner. And she'll spring these lines on me. I don't have this ability. So she'll save a line for 9 years, and she'll use it at the perfect time. If I get a memorable line, I use it that day. Usually within 5 minutes. I can't. Like, I'm a kid that has $20 in his pocket. I spend it immediately. And my wife and I were talking about something last night, and it reminded me of Westbrook and the Lakers. So my wife said, you know, boats don't sink because of the water around them. Boats sink on the water you let into the boat. LeBron let Westbrook into the Lakers. This was going to be a great year. Now they're sinking. That's the boats that sink, not the water around you. LeBron and Westbrook, they like each other. So the Lakers didn't really want Westbrook. Vogel didn't want him, and they brought in Westbrook, and I thought it was fairly obvious why they were bringing him in. Not for the playoffs. Get him away from the playoffs. Old roster, 80s always hurt, LeBron increasingly so, Carmelo same, bring him in, 30 minutes a night, 20 points, just get production out of him, he's a hustler. Last night he was benched. And this shows you the state, this is the danger of bringing in fading stars. Frank Vogel had to ask permission in the last week to just put him on the bench in certain spots. For Westbrook, it's his fourth team in 4 years. Vogel's reasoning why he took him out last night in a loss to the horrible Pacers, it seems reasonable to me.
Frank, you opted to go with Russ on the bench at the end of the game. What were you looking for there? What was the thinking behind that choice?
Yeah, playing the guys I thought were going to win the game.
That seems incredibly reasonable to me. But yet LeBron and Carmelo afterwards coddling. I hope it's okay. I hope Westbrook's okay. And what if it isn't? So what? Fourth team, 4 years, outrageously expensive. By the way, Melo is very well liked within the roster, I am told. He's very supportive of other players. Westbrook isn't. Westbrook couldn't get along with KD, couldn't get along with Harden, couldn't get along now with LeBron. Why? He's kind of selfish. He won't do the screens. He doesn't want to play defense. He's not really there to support his teammates like Melo is. Melo's a faded star. But Carmelo Anthony accepted at some point over the last 3 years, he came to terms with, I'm a bench guy. Westbrook still sees himself as just a slump. This is just a six-year shooting slump. He'll break out of it any day now. And this was going to be the place. They weren't asking Westbrook to carry him to a title. They just needed minutes. It's LeBron. Everything works with LeBron, right? Like almost everybody plays well with LeBron. And he can't even do this. So Westbrook needs a long, hard look in the mirror. I've been on this for years. He's like Cam Newton. The game has moved beyond him. What the game asks now of its stars, he doesn't do well. And I have some sympathy for that. Like sometimes a sport moves into you, sometimes it moves out of you. But the fact that Westbrook now, you have to ask permission to bench him in key spots. Westbrook, the babysitting and the coddling for Russell Westbrook, they don't do that in baseball. They don't do that in football. We don't do that in soccer. I don't think they do it in hockey. I don't watch enough to know. But, you're almost to the point now with the Westbrook deal, and this is shocking to me. You're better to just write it off maybe and just move him. Just get him out of the locker room. Is that where we're at? Because LeBron and Carmelo, let's listen to LeBron here. It's still everybody's walking on eggshells because they benched the guy who can't shoot late in a game.
Have you followed Russ throughout his career? Okay. Have you followed Russ throughout this season? Yeah. Would you think that would bother Russ not being in the late game? I mean, I hate losing. So, yeah, of course there's a level of frustration for sure. I feel like, we have a good enough team to win ball games and be over 500. I mean, we are who we are.
Memo to NBA front offices. Don't give special treatment to players who are no longer special. Westbrook isn't. All right, here's the story. We told you the last couple of days, I have been told, I said on this show yesterday and the day before, Harbaugh would take the Raiders job, I'm told. If not, he's going to stay at Michigan. But the Raiders job with those offensive pieces with Derek Carr is very, very interesting to him. And let's be honest about it. Jim Harbaugh, 58 years old, has a lot of coaching left. It's very, very possible. Michigan's not going to be his last spot. He could stay 6 years at two places, retire at 70. Coaches now are coaching in their 70s. So Harbaugh's got a long runway left. And I am told he would take the Raiders job if was offered. But they have an interim coach, and we'll get into that later. But this all stems from this. A few years ago, and it may have been 7, 8, 9 years ago, I forget, Saban lost to Auburn, the big rival. And he's lost to him a few times. But he lost to Auburn. And the fans ripped Saban. The media did. And there was a lot of talk about, is Saban overpaid? Can't even beat Auburn. You know what Nick did? He went and interviewed for the Texas job. Remember that? And got his salary doubled. And made boosters pay off his mortgage. He got a car dealership. You don't mess with excellent. This is what happened to Harbaugh, who's been to a Super Bowl. The Michigan brand was in big trouble. Between Rich Rod and Brady Hoke, there were tens of thousands of, at the end of games, seats available. The revenue machine wasn't churning out the dollar bills. Harbaugh arrives and immediately merchandise sales spike. Spring practices, there's more people. The recruiting goes up. The brand is back. And because he can't beat Ohio State, which, by the way, very few programs can. There's about two to three that can consistently beat Ohio State. One Bama, maybe one Clemson. That's about it. That's about who beats Ohio State. They wanted to give him a pay cut this year, and they did. And he has not forgotten it. John Calipari at Kentucky, been there 13 years. Calipari only has one title. You could argue he's underachieved. Ask him for a pay cut and see what happens. Okay. Ask him. Whether or not a Calipari wins titles, a Saban beats Auburn every year, or Harbaugh beats Ohio State as much as you'd like, there's two things he equals: revenue and relevance. Don't screw with that. The Saban brand, the Harbaugh brand, the John Calipari brand is beyond just winning. And he's winning enough. He has now won 10 games or more four times at Michigan. That's half of his career there. But Rich Rod and Brady Hoke, they not only did damage to the roster, they did damage to the brand. A lot of times people in the media, I don't think they get this. Lincoln Riley makes over $100 million. Damn straight he does. Clay Helton not only crushed the roster, he and Lynn Swan almost killed the program. That's a billion-dollar brand. They just, I mean, literally, there's nobody at the games in Southern California now with two NFL teams. So Lincoln Riley now is in a mad dash in the transfer portal to not only get the roster better, because it's a mess, but to get the brand back to churning revenue, 75,000 USC hoodies all over town and golf shirts and hats. So memo to athletic directors who have a Calipari, who have a Saban, who have a Harbaugh, don't get too worked up when they don't beat the rival every year, or don't beat him as much as you'd like, or don't win the national titles. You got a Harbaugh, you got a Calipari, you got a Saban. Revenue and relevance. Because all these great jobs, Kentucky basketball, almost every other hire stinks. Alabama football, before Saban, every other hire was a whiff. Michigan football, back-to-back whiffs. Rich Rod, Brady Hoke. USC football's had like three great coaches ever and about nine whiffs. So just be very careful. Tread very lightly on, hey, Jim, I want you to take a big pay cut. Hey, Nick, you know, you got to beat Auburn more. Hey, Calipari, only one title. Go look at the history of each of those programs. 50% of their hires take the revenue and the relevance into the tank. I don't know if Harbaugh is going to get offered that job. I've said I don't have a source on that, but my source has been, apparently, according to the new stuff from The Athletic, my source is accurate in that Harbaugh will take the Raiders job if offered. It clearly yet has not been offered. So my guess is I'd probably say 60-40 stays at Michigan, because I think the interim coach probably going to get that gig. Certainly a strong candidate.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So Mike McCarthy had a press conference yesterday. It was not great at all. It was bad. I kept thinking the whole time, is Jerry Jones watching this? Or is he tending to like other businesses? Is Jerry watching this? So Mike McCarthy said a lot of things. Almost all were wrong or weird. He was doubling down on the 14 seconds left, no timeout quarterback draw play. Here's what he had to say about that.
And the only thing that we talked about, Dak and I, was, you know, put a yard limit on it. You know, cut it to 10 yards. I mean, that's probably going to be the change, the adjustment that we make. We had great confidence in that situation, you know, because we were just trying to get inside the 30-yard line for the change, the play call for the final play. So, it's the right call based on our preparation. It's a 13-second threshold is the call. So, it's at 14 seconds, it's, in my view, the right call.
Did you hear that? So you had 14 seconds left, and Mike's like, yeah, I mean, it's a 13-second play. So you gave yourself one extra second. That's asking a lot for Dak Prescott. Run, slide at the perfect place, get the 49er off you, grab the football, get the team organized, give it to the official, spike the ball. You'll have no problem. You should have at least 1 second left. That's his take. That's absurd. Yeah, it was a 13-second play. There's 14 seconds left, Mike. Yeah, it's plenty of time. You know, like a half a second extra. I mean, you know, Mike McCarthy's won 61% of his games. Bill Parcells has only won 57%. So I don't ever look too much at that, right? Because, like, Parcells took four rebuild jobs. McCarthy's had two great jobs in two dysfunctional divisions. He inherited Favre and then Rodgers in a very stable organization and in a terrible division. And he won that a few times. Then he won a Super Bowl. And then he goes to Dallas. And again, it's a terrible, terrible division. It's a very nice roster. There's a lot of playmakers here. A lot of playmakers. His first defensive coordinator was a whiff. Dan Quinn's been great. But if you look at his resume, it's seven division titles, 61% winning, and a Super Bowl. And then you remember that he had Favre, Rodgers, and now Dak, and two bad divisions. And you're like, eh. But at the podium, he's bad. Game management's bad. Building coaching staffs, not great. Here's the thing, though. I think sometimes we forget about how bad it was at the end in Green Bay. Now, Aaron Rodgers has been so good for 3 years. And the NFL is so captivating. We don't romanticize a lot about the NFL. If you ever listen to a talk show host talk baseball, they'll talk about Mickey Mantle. They can't get through a segment without going in the rearview mirror. In the NBA was more popular during Jordan and Magic's era. So a lot of people, you know, the MJ documentary got massive numbers. I mean, if you did a Brett Favre documentary, would we all sit around on Sunday for 3 months watching it? Not really. The NFL is so good now that we don't need the past to enjoy it. So we forget about stuff. We it just doesn't matter what happened 3 years ago. Do you remember how bad it was in Green Bay? Aaron Rodgers last 2 years with McCarthy, 7-9 and 4-7-1, and he was fired in that division. The hell? Aaron, in back-to-back, the last 2 years, led the NFL in throwaways. Remember I talked about that? What does that mean? That literally, it was so condescending. He hated the play calls so much, he would come to the line, Aaron Rodgers, and just throw the ball out of bounds. He led the league in throwaways, basically saying, that is a crap call. I'm not even going to justify it by trying to make it work. There were also multiple reports, I think one from Jeff Saturday, where Saturday said he would come into the huddle, the play would be called, and he would just roll his eyes at the play call. And then he was out of work and fired. And he went down to his basement and he created something in the year he wasn't hired called the McCarthy Project, where it was him and some old heads. And they were going to talk about these newfangled analytics. And they had computers down there. Honey, nachos, please. And they had their Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi was working down there. And then he admits he lied to Jerry about the job. Like, he didn't really watch all the Cowboy plays. I'm watching that thing yesterday and I'm like, we all get this, right? Like, we get how bad it was at Green Bay. We get that nonsensical analytic basement project with computers and stuff in his basement. He made it up to the Cowboys. He's still doubling down on that goofy quarterback draw. I honestly feel like, is Jerry getting conned here? Like, nobody's being fooled on this, right? Like, the NFL is so deliriously entertaining in the moment. We forget 3 years ago. Why would we care? I mean, literally every game, every weekend. Joy and I were going, God, week 18 is going to be terrible. It's one of the best weekends of the year. It was upsets everywhere. It was the Jags beating the Colts. Owners are firing people. It's a fireworks show. Just go back and remember how bad it was with Aaron Rodgers. Because it's been so good with LaFleur, we just forget it was a mess. Aaron couldn't stand him. Aaron was eye-rolling. Aaron was leading the league in throwaways. 7-9, 4-7-1. Now we just bank it in. Aaron's going to be a top two seed. He's going to win 13 games. He's going to host playoff games. One like that a couple years ago. Man, it's that thing yesterday was doubling down on wrong for about 30 minutes.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game winner ever made. Remember, you said you never seen me do that.
ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So there's this feeling that interim coaches are trouble. Don't hire interim coaches. So I thought this morning, I thought of a few that worked, and I thought, all right, so what would I do if I was the Raiders? As I've said often on this show, I tried to put myself in the position of a GM. Well, they don't have a GM, so I put myself in the position of Mark Davis. There's three things that Rich has done, Rich Bisaccia. This was not your typical interim job. A coach got fired because of racist emails. Henry Ruggs killed a person off the team immediately, your vertical threat. They cut their first round cornerback. It was a lot of chaos in a really good division. So he stabilized chaos, not losing. A lot of times the interim coach comes in because you're losing. Like chaos, stabilized it immediately. Not only won games, won overtime and close games, often on the road against teams like the Colts. Like, really impressive situational football. And number three is Derek Carr and Max Crosby, they love him. And that's the foundation of the franchise. I think I'd give him the job. Here's the thing about interim coaches. You'll hear the media say this. They're bad hires. Well, I'm going to give you some interim coaches that were successful. You've heard of all these guys. Marty Schottenheimer in Cleveland. Marv Levy got to four Super Bowls in Buffalo. Art Shell. Jason Garrett won three division titles. Don Coryell. Jeff Fisher. Those guys' winning percentages are all better than Bill Parcells. Now, here's some interim coaches that did not work. It just did for whatever reason. Usually, they didn't have a quarterback. Mike Singletary, Dick LeBeau, Romeo Crennel. Tom Cable was another one. It just didn't work. And there's some guys that were like, it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. Jerry Glanville, Mike Tice, 500 in Minnesota. Wayne Fonts, by the way. Yeah, Wayne Fonts got more crap because of the way it ended. He coached 120 games for the Lions. He won half. Wayne Fonts was pretty successful. More successful than the average coach. There is no, you know what all these numbers are? The same numbers as every other coordinator that gets a job. Some are going to be hits, some are going to be whiffs, and some are going to be okay. And when I looked this morning, you had more whiffs than great, but there were some great, and there were some average, and you did have more whiffs. But you also have more whiffs on all coaching hires. McVay is an outlier. Tom Coughlin from Boston College. Did anybody think he would get Jacksonville stabilized and then beat Belichick twice in Super Bowls? He wouldn't have without the right quarterback. So the bottom line is, Rich Bisaccia has a quarterback. So he's going to win a bunch of games. If the players like him, he stabilized it, he won close, that will give him a much greater chance to be a winning coach. They really have nice weapons. I don't even think all their drafts were bad with Mayock. They just butchered the first-round picks and some of the second because Gruden, there's a lot of stories out there, a lot of belief that Gruden was sort of usurping Mayock's power and saying, draft this guy like Alex Leatherwood. It was never a first-round pick and did not have a good year. So my guess is today, I'd probably give him the job. Thomas Dimitroff's the general manager, was on our show yesterday. He backed him.
Rich Bisaccia is a really good football coach. He's earned his time to step into that spot. And you can't just find someone that's going to react as well as, you know, as he does as a coach to all the players, and the players react to him. He has something special about him. If they truly believe they can secure that, you know, just that guy who has everything as the offensive coordinator, then you pair those guys, and I think it's really important. Look, the Raiders have a lot going in their favor.
They do. It's an offensive league. They've got a star quarterback, a star wide receiver, a star tight end. They got banged up at wide receiver. They got some other guys I like. They have a really good B to B plus running back. And, I mean, the division's tough, but they got to the playoffs this year. Denver still has a new owner coming. Denver doesn't have a quarterback. The Chargers haven't shown their ability to win close games over the last 5 or 6, 7, 10, 12 years. So everybody's playing for the wild card with Andy Reid and Mahomes. But I think today I'd probably hire Rich Bisaccia. I probably would. By the way, another thing to think about, Mark Davis is not one of the richer owners. He still may have to pay Gruden a lot, and Harbaugh's not cheap. So this may come down to a, I'd rather overpay for coordinators and get a reasonable deal on Rich. That's a way to do it as well.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
If I was a promoter for like events, I was an event promoter, Daredevils, Tightrope Walkers, and I was promoting in a city that's got some wind, let's say Chicago, I brought in a tightrope walker to walk between two buildings. And I said to him, listen, the threshold, if the wind is over 15 miles an hour, it's dangerous. Okay, it's dangerous. But we're going to go on with the event right now. And the tightrope walker said, well, what's the wind like? And I said, 14 miles an hour. So 15, it's dangerous, but it's 14, so we're going to go with the event. You'd say, that's not a lot of margin for error. That is how Mike McCarthy explained the quarterback draw. I'll play the bite yesterday. He doubled down on it. I hated it. As you know, no timeouts left, under 15 seconds. My feeling is the sideline is your ally. You could have had two or three plays instead of a quarterback draw, which limits it to one more play after the quarterback draw. But McCarthy, he doubled down on it.
The only thing that we talked about, Dak and I, was, you know, put a yard limit on it, you know, cut it to 10 yards. I mean, that's probably going to be the change, the adjustment that we make. We had great confidence in that situation, you know, because we were just trying to get inside the 30-yard line for the change, the play call for the final play. So it's the right call based on our preparation. It's a 13-second threshold is the call. So at 14 seconds, it's, in my view, the right call.
Not much room for error. The tightrope walker, at 15, you could be street pizza. 15 miles an hour, you're street pizza. How much wind is there? 14 miles an hour. Let's go for it. There's not a lot of room for error. I just don't like this play call. You're asking Dak to do so much. Run the exact space. Get the Niner off him. Find the umpire. Get the organization set. Spike the ball. It's a lot to ask in a big spot, and you have 1 second of error. It's a 13-second threshold, and you had 14. Boy, that's asking a lot to go right. And the other thing, did it look like a little bit of chaos? Yes. Remember the fake punt the Cowboys had? Remember that fake punt they did that was successful, and the sidelines looked like chaos? That's what I sometimes aesthetics matter. Too often when I watch the Cowboys sidelines, this league has enough chaos. It shouldn't be self-induced. I feel like even when they succeed, there's a level of chaos. And I go back, really well-coached teams, you don't see that a lot. You don't see that with the Rams. You don't see it with the Niners. Remember the Super Bowl? It was Seattle and New England. And there was that crazy play at the end down the sideline. Kurse made the catch on this. It was totally unexpected. It was wild and crazy, and the time's running out. Legacy's being formed. And look at the sidelines. Belichick's not. Oh, okay. And Brady's disappointed. And then go to the other sidelines with Pete Carroll, and nobody's freaking out. That's what well-coached teams look like in the biggest play of the year in the NFL. There was no chaos. Belichick waited for the Seahawks to call a timeout. Even in the Super Bowl, last seconds on the craziest catch in the history of the sport, looks like the Patriots are under control. We're ready for this. Malcolm Butler said later, if Russell planted his foot, I knew to dive in for the interception. Pete Carroll's not frantic on the sidelines. Go look at that fake punt with the Cowboys this weekend. It was a zoo. Go look at that last play with Dak. It just, remember this fake punt? It's successful. So it succeeded. And the Cowboys, look at this. And the Cowboys are trying to induce a delay of game penalty. Yeah, they did for themselves. Sometimes, folks, if it looks like it's out of control, it is. And I think that's one of my concerns with Dallas. That's just not what I would have done. And doubling down on it yesterday, I just didn't like the way that came off either. But you know what? Jerry Jones likes him, and Jerry Jones has been historically patient with coaches, so.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mike Tomlin yesterday was talking a lot about the quarterback situation for him. So they got Mason Rudolph. Nobody wants to hear that. Dwayne Haskins, I still contend, is I'd still like to see him in a stable organization. Washington's not. So the bottom line, if you're a little flighty as a personality, like Baker Mayfield could have been more successful if you gave him a more, I really believe this, Baker needed to have a very stable organization because at times he can be a little juvenile. So I think, you know, like Jay Cutler, if you put him in a stable organization, but he went to the Bears and they went to the Dolphins and those are always kind of dysfunctional and he has the kind of personality he needs guidelines and walls and borders, and certain personalities do. Dwayne Haskins was just really immature. So how do you overcome that? You have a very stable organization. Washington's not. It's a mess. So it was just a bad place for him. That doesn't mean he's going to be a success, but he's a big kid. He's got a nice arm. He can move enough. There's a lot of things. Urban Meyer told me one time he was the most talented high school quarterback he had recruited and landed. I mean, there's stuff there, but, you know, Tomlin, I would like to see Dwayne Haskins at least preseason camp. Let's roll with it. As Joy said, if you don't make the playoffs, it'll be the first time in a while. But Mike Tomlin yesterday talking about quarterback.
Right now, you know, all options are on the table. We have to improve our football team. There's two major ways that you do it. You do it through free agency and you do it through the draft. We have to look at what's available to us potentially in free agency. Positionally, and then we kind of bring those two discussions together. Quarterback mobility is valued, not only by me, but everyone. It's just a component of today's game, and increasingly so.
Well, there are five NFL teams. You know, nobody knows what the Giants are going to do with Daniel Jones, but there's five NFL teams that have a help wanted sign at quarterback. The Steelers, the Washington football team, the Denver Broncos, the Carolina Panthers, and regardless of Taysom Hill's contract, the Saints, okay? There's a help wanted sign there. I think Pittsburgh, for a lot of reasons, is the best landing spot. Stable ownership, draft well, a ton of young offensive pieces. Chase Claypool's excellent. The tight end from Penn State's a star. Najee Harris is good. O-line's a little rebuild. My only concern with the Steelers, because I think this is a really great opportunity, my only concern with them is Tomlin doesn't have a great feel for offense, in my opinion. I don't like a lot of his offensive coordinator hires through the years. Don't like Pete Carroll's either. Didn't love Vic Fangio's, okay? Don't always love Mike Zimmer's. It's like my thing with defensive coaches. They don't quite have the feel I want. The second thing is I do worry a little bit that Tomlin runs a little looser situation. Chase Claypool and Juju Smith-Schuster to me need to grow up like fast. Am I walking into that if I'm a Russell Wilson? Like I've got to do a little babysitting with some of my players. I worry a little bit about that. Not a ton, because what I really want is talent, and wide receivers have always been kind of their own guys, their own personalities. But I think Pittsburgh's a really good space here. I think, you know, it's for a veteran like Aaron or Russell, or for a young person, I get stability. I got a Super Bowl winning coach. By the way, I got a legitimate defense, so I don't have to win shootouts. I can win a lot of 24-20s here. I do not have to win shootouts. I've got weapons. The O-line is in rebuild, but they drafted two kids, both started. It's not terrible. It's not great. And this is a good year. offensive linemen, especially interior O-linemen, it's a good year in the draft.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
One of my favorite guys in the league is Emmanuel Sanders. He's just a grown-up. Every place he goes, he's productive. He figures the playbook out in about 45 minutes. And a two-time Pro Bowler, champion with the Broncos in Denver, 12th year. Now he's a Buffalo Bill. A perfect fit this year. 42 catches, 650 yards, four touchdowns. You know, it's funny. You played with big men, and Josh Allen's comp is Big Ben. I mean, when Big Ben came in, he was moving around, guys bouncing off him. And as great as Big Ben was, I look at Josh Allen, and I'm like, oh, he's faster than Big Ben. Like, he moves way better than Big Ben. Go to your first practice with Josh Allen. Did you go, the hell is this? What is this?
I remember OTAs, Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator. I was down just hanging with Steph and Bees, and he goes, man, well, I want you to come down and run a couple routes with this guy because he throws the ball different. I was like, football is a football. Like, what is this guy talking about? So we go down and run routes, and I just hear, like, the zip on the ball. I was like, oh, man, this is the real deal. And then probably like three or four practices in, it was just throw to Cole Beasley. It was probably like a 40-yard post route down the field. And most guys, like they have to put some type of air on that ball to get it there. And, I mean, Josh, just a flick of the wrist. And, I mean, just on a rope, just 40 yards. And I look around, and I'm looking around, and I'm looking at everybody, seeing if they're, like, surprised by it. But nobody's surprised by it but me. Because everybody's kind of just used to those type of throws. And I'm like, I've been around the league a long time. That's not a normal throw, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's when I knew. I knew he was different. And then you go back to our previous matchup with the Chiefs of, you know, every game he's making these dual threat plays. But the leap over the guy versus the Chiefs was one of the best plays, you know, I've ever seen from a quarterback, you know?
Listen, Belichick isn't humiliated much. Did you sense during that game from defensive players of the Patriots, did you just sense the, man, there's nothing we can do? I mean, can you sense sometimes not a defeatism, but sort of a frustration from a defense that there's just, we don't have answers for this team?
No, I really didn't sense it because I was too busy having a good time with my guys. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, that was one of the funnest games I've been a part of. You know, I got home with my dad. My dad was like, it was like Oprah. He was like, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown, you get a touchdown. It was just, it was one of the best games. And then going, you know, walking around, you know, Buffalo, I took my son to basketball practice and all the parents was saying how, you know, that was one of the greatest games in Buffalo history. And they like the energy of it. And, man, it was exciting times to be a Bill. But, you know, at the same time, we got to put that behind us and try to repeat that same performance again and try to go out and execute in Kansas City.
By the way, Kansas City and Buffalo are similar. Great GMs, great quarterbacks, super smart coaches that know their way around the league, big-time weapons on the outside. Defenses that are peaking at the right time of the year. Neither one of you have profound running games, but you got talented running backs. When you play Kansas City, does it feel a little bit like I'm playing my twin brother? This is a little bit what we are.
Yeah, 100%. Like, even if you look at the similarities of the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys that I always tell, anytime you play against Patrick Mahomes, you be ready to play four quarters of football. I mean, you remember, you know, that playoff game versus the Texans. Everybody thought the Texans had it. Next thing you know, this guy just comes back. And, you know, me playing with the Broncos, you know, I faced him a few times. And I know that the guy is the real deal, Holyfield. And he's one of those guys that when he's on the field, you're like, man, get to this guy and get him off the field ASAP. He reminds me of, you know, when I used to play against Tom Brady. Like, let's sack him and get off the field, you know. And it's crazy because now I'm on a team with a quarterback that, you know, the Chiefs are probably thinking the exact same thing, right? Like, let's get to Josh Allen. Let's sack this guy. Let's get this guy off the field. And it's crazy how similar we are as teams. But, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to making plays, and that's what we got to do on Sunday.
Yeah. By the way, here's Josh Allen after the win over the Patriots joking about his offensive lineman catching touchdowns and you. Here's Josh Allen.
This guy.
I'm sick for Emmanuel Sanders because he's played 100 years in this league, and tonight was his first playoff touchdown. Tommy Doyle plays one game and gets a touchdown. He's a freaking lineman, so.
Yeah, that's a it is. I want to say this, though, about playing in Buffalo. There's an argument to be made that Green Bay and Buffalo love their players more than any city in the country. Have you felt it? I mean, because Pittsburgh's got a hockey team and a baseball team and a major university. In Buffalo, you got a hockey team, but it is a Bills town. Do you sense, can you feel that love from the fans to the team?
Oh, 100%. I mean, every city I've been in, Denver, right? They got the Nuggets, they got everything, but the Broncos was the main team, but they had other teams. This city, it's Bills, Bills, and more Bills, right? And you feel it everywhere. Like, they love their team out here. And, I mean, they know the players. They know they watch the interviews. Like, they're really into their team and into the players on the team. And, I mean, you look at the tailgate. Even from a tailgate standpoint, they're jumping through tables and they're having a good time. And, one of my greatest achievements, honestly, would be, it would be incredible feeling to bring a Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl to this city, because it deserves it. It deserves it bad. And the fans, these are exciting times for the fans, and it's exciting times for myself as well. So hopefully we can do that for the fans.
You know, it's interesting, Emmanuel. I was talking about this with OBJ the other day. I said, I'll never tell an athlete to take less money, but it's such a good fit in L.A. He's got a place here, his girlfriend, it's chill. They don't, you know, Cooper Kupp's taking away some coverage. And I look at you at Buffalo, and you've made some great money. Stephon Diggs is getting doubles. You're going to get looks. The quarterback's great. He's going to be great for 10 years. You're going to get options. Everybody wants an Emmanuel Sanders. A guy comes in, learns the playbook, total grown-up, can be productive. You'll always have options. But I was saying the other day about OBJ, this may be one of the rare times if I was an agent, I'd say, you know, dude, you did the young quarterback thing in Cleveland. You did the old quarterback thing in New York with Eli. You may just want to stick around with the Rams and take a nickel less. Do you ever think about Buffalo and think to yourself, man, this thing could be like 6 years. It's not slowing down. You got the GM, you got the coach, you got the quarterback. Most of your stars are young. Do you think about stuff like that?
100%. I tell Steph and Gabe the exact same thing. I tell Steph, I say, if you look around the league, or if you just look in just history, you show me a Hall of Fame receiver, I show you a Hall of Fame quarterback. And Josh had his ceiling is that high that he can be that special. And it'd be an extremely smart choice to stick around and have a quarterback. Everybody always asks me how have I lasted so long in the league, and it's because I've always picked and choose, not taking the money. I've always picked and choose, like, what is the best fit, because I know I need a quarterback.
Right.
And I want to be on teams where I can win, right? Because winning, like, just brings so much happiness to me. Like, I can go and take a lot of money, and then I'm losing on a team. But for me, like, that's not gonna do it for me, because it's gonna bother me emotionally. I love winning, and so definitely you want to go to a place where you got a great coach, and just a great organization in general, right? Our GM, Brandon Bean, is one of the best. Our head coach, Sean McDermott, is one of the best. And you can tell that they're bringing in the right guys and the right nucleus of guys to get the job done. So definitely want to stick around and have a quarterback. If you have a quarterback, you can make things happen. But if you don't have a quarterback, you can be wide open or you can do this. But if you and that quarterback aren't on the same page, good luck.
Yep, you've had Ben, now Josh Allen. You've had Peyton Manning. You've had Drew Brees. You've had Garoppolo. And it's great seeing you again. Happy for your happiness. You're crushing. Congrats on the TD, and we will talk again. I love having you on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Kyle.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
Let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.